You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is salt? Now, we usually think of salt as the stuff we sprinkle on food for flavoring or what we put on roads to thaw ice. But to a chemist, the person that studies the makeup and interaction of substances, the word salt means something different. In chemistry, if something called an acid is combined with something called a base, it makes a salt. An acid is something that has extra hydrogen in the form of a molecule called hydronium, H-Y-D-R-O-N-I-U-M. An acid also has an extra proton, the part of an atom which creates a positive charge. Examples of acids you've probably heard of include acetic acid, which is in vinegar, or citric acid, that's in citrus fruits. A base is something that can accept that loose, positively charged hydrogen atom. An example you're familiar with is the ammonia you have at home. When an acid is combined with a base, it produces water and, you guessed it, salt. Some examples of salts and their uses are copper sulfate, which is an herbicide and pesticide, potassium permanganate, which is used in water treatment plants and cleaning swimming pools, monosodium glutamate, or MSG, used to flavor foods, and of course the ones we call salt in everyday speech. Calcium chloride is the road salt used for de-icing. Sodium chloride is the table salt we use for preserving or flavoring foods. Here's an activity that you can try with your grandkids at home, and I'll tell you, it's a messy one. You may want to do this outside. You'll use acetic acid, vinegar, as the acid, and sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, as the base. Get a sandwich-size Ziploc freezer bag. Add a quarter cup of warm water. Put 3 teaspoons of baking soda into a tissue, and then tightly twist the tissue around the powder. Put the tissue into the plastic bag, quickly close the Ziploc bag, quickly place it on the ground, and quickly step back. The vinegar and baking soda will combine, react, create bubbles that will build up in pressure, and eventually the bag will pop with a fun, yucky, messy explosion. You won't see the salt in that mess, but you'll know that since you combined an acid with a base, a salt was formed. And this particular salt is called sodium acetate from the acetic acid and sodium bicarbonate mix. Well, we've just learned a little bit about salt. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.